It's CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The federal government is about to enter into a third week of a shutdown with no resolution in sight. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate will vote again tomorrow on a House-passed short-term funding measure that is again expected to fail. Senate Democrats, including Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, are calling for bipartisan negotiations to extend a tax credit that helps people buy health insurance on their state exchanges. Republicans continue to insist those talks can only happen after the government is reopened. In a sign of how entrenched both sides are, Republican leaders are not allowing a vote on the Democrats' short-term funding alternative that Colorado senators have supported. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new study shows Nevada's groundwater is in trouble. Researchers have mapped out solutions that could serve as a guide for Colorado and other Mountain West states. Here's Caleb Radel.
Nearly 4 in 10 wells across Nevada are losing water, putting springs, wetlands, and wildlife habitats in danger. Researchers say groundwater withdrawals are the main culprit, whether the water's pumped for farms, cities, or industry. Climate change, development, and population growth add even more pressure, says Laurel Saito with the Nature Conservancy, which led the study.
We already do see places where spring flows are declining or where wetlands are drying up, and how to resolve that is a real challenge.
Saito says there are strategies that could help, not just in Nevada, but across the Mountain West. That includes better well monitoring, smarter water management, and stronger policies to curb overuse. She adds that acting now is critical. Once groundwater drops too low, some habitats may never recover. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.